On Tuesday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation was finally able to restore continuous access to drinking water in Tuluksak with a reverse osmosis water filtration system. Several weeks ago, YKHC started piping river water to the school, but that water is not considered drinkable. A pump pulls up water from the Tuluksak River to the school, where villagers can also do laundry thanks to machines donated through a GoFundMe. The new RO filtration system expands on that pumping system. Here's Cindy Christian. She's the project manager for the state's Department of Environmental Conservation's Drinking Water Program.
It goes through a series of filters to filter out any kind of contamination. And then it goes through an RO treatment, which further treats it. And then the water from the RO is going to be chlorinated so that it is disinfected and it can be used for all purposes, including drinking water.
With the RO system in place, the State Department of Environmental Conservation's boil water order has been lifted, meaning residents no longer have to rely on the river or donated water to survive. Before the system was in place, if residents didn't have bottled water on hand, they either had to collect and haul water or ice from the nearby Tuluksak River or the farther away Kuskokwim. In the past, residents have complained about the water quality of the Tuluksak River, calling it unsafe to drink, even when boiled. Villagers have only a few hours each day when they can fill their bottles with drinking water. The village also has some remaining water from prior donations. The reverse osmosis system is intended to be a bonus holdover until YKHC can install a longer-term system. The next piece of the puzzle is a temporary water purification plant. The plant will restore potable water to all watering points in Tuluksak instead of just one fill station at the school. Here's Brian Lefferts. He's the Director of Environmental Health and Engineering at YKHC.
Reverse osmosis units are pretty energy intensive systems, and their filters are very expensive to replace. And so by bringing this water treatment plant up to Tuluksak, we then can provide potable water to that entire system.
That entire system refers to the school, teacher housing, and a temporary washateria. Tuluksak never had running water to individual homes to begin with. Once YKHC fully decommissions and winterizes the plant, the Bethel-based company Faulkner & Walsh will send it upriver and install it. Co-owner Steve Walsh says it will take a while to prepare and weeks to install once it's there.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do in Tuluksak, and there's not a lot of infrastructure there.
They'll have to first widen the ice road to move the structure, and they anticipate continuing the work even beyond breakup.
Latter part of March, of course, the sun comes out and the solar radiation affects the ice road quite a bit. And so, yeah, we've got to get everything up there. And then once you get it to Tuluksak, then you can work around that. We anticipate that we'll have some equipment that we'll have to demold by barge.
Tuluksak will have to wait several years before a permanent structure can be put in place. But funding for it has already been secured. Last month, the Indian Health Service announced they will fund the lion's share of the $6.7 million replacement facility. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.